My name is Dominic Dampre, Senior Pastor of Praise Fellowship Church in Houston, Texas. I'm excited that you have decided to take these lessons with me. Listen, this is going to improve your life a whole lot. These lessons are designed just to make you a better person, more productive and very likable person. You are going to see that you are going to be in a position to utilize your gifts and your skills that you've learned to become the best that God has created you to be. Have a wonderful lesson time with Dominic Dampre.
Now, when we are talking about the richest people on the face of the earth, some of them are software developers. This guy in India, I believe. It all came because one man took time to. All these men were master thinkers. These men that I've mentioned their names. The secret key to their greatness and their uniqueness is they took time to think, to add value to humanity. Now, one thing that you have to understand, that it takes time to think. I want to say that again. It takes time to think. That means if you do not have time, you cannot think. In other words, to be able to think, you have to have time on your hands. I was reading the book called The Power of Focus by Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen. And they were talking about a story of a young man called Peter Daniels, who was born in Australia. His parents were third generation welfare recipients. Used to be being poor. Peter attended elementary school in Adelaide. Because of a learning disability, he found it difficult to understand and assemble words. And just to make this long story short, his teachers labeled him stupid. There was one particular teacher called Miss Phillips. Now, sometimes Miss Phillips will bring Peter in front of the class and will tell Peter, this is amazing. He said, Peter, you will not amount to anything. But what happened to Peter was, Peter saw that he was not very good. So, what he did was, he failed all his classes. All his school things. So he decided to become a bricklayer. A few years later, Peter Daniels married with a young family. He decided to go into business for himself. The first venture, he failed miserably. He was broke within a year. He saw another opportunity and channeled his energy into making it a success. A similar fate awaited him. He was broke within 18 months. With determination to overcome these setbacks, Peter again launched himself into a competitive world of business, only to end up broke for the third time. He now had the unbelievable track record of going broke 3 times within 5 years. Most people would give up at this point, not Peter Daniels. His attitude was, I am learning and I have not made the same mistakes twice. I think this is an excellent experience. Asking his wife, Robina, to support him one more time, Peter decided to sell residential and commercial real estate. One skill Peter had honed over the years was his ability to persuade. He was naturally a good promoter. Much of this came from the necessity to deal with a constant stream of creditors who wanted payment from him. Now you have to understand that Peter has gone through a lot of stuff, but Peter still had the tenacity to forge ahead. So he says, during the next 10 years, the name Peter Daniels became synonymous with residential and commercial real estate. Through careful selection and astute negotiation, he accumulated a portfolio worth several million dollars. Today, Peter Daniels is an internationally acclaimed businessman who has created successful ventures in many countries around the world. His friends include royalty, head of state, and the leading movers and shakers of the commercial world. He's also a very good giver. He gives. He has a passion about helping others, and whose generosity has funded many Christian endeavors. When asked what turned his life from triple indebtedness to unprecedented success, Peter Daniels replied, "I scheduled time to think. In fact, I reserve a day a week of my calendar just to think. All of my greatest ideas, opportunities, and money-making ventures started with the days I took off to think. I used to lock myself away in my den with strict instructions to my family that under no circumstances was I to be disturbed. I read you this story from The Power of Focus by Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen. When I read this story, I was amazed that somebody who was failing in school, who could not complete his elementary school, turned out to become one of the best businessmen in the world. The story says that his name is synonymous to residential and commercial real estate. Not only did he do this in one country, he repeated his success in different countries. And when they asked him, "Peter, what is your secret?" Peter said, "I scheduled time to think." All Peter did was to schedule time to think, to tap into the untapped resource.